ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors who have been reviewed, and you can book appointments online by yourself. Book an appointment with a few taps in their app and start feeling better, faster with ZocDoc. It really couldn't be easier. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free and start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Hey, my strangerlings. Before we begin today's spooky tale, I wanted to share with you guys what I've been up to this week. Now, I actually got to see the Insidious movie. Oh my God, it is so good. Oh my God, I had so much fun. And I will say that when I did the screening, I actually got to see a psychic medium do readings and like pull people from the crowd. And it was like so fascinating. He got some stuff pretty accurate. Have you guys ever been in a situation where a psychic medium has like read you out in public? Let me know down below. And with that being said, let's get on with today's spooky story.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
So often, our families have plans for our future, and sometimes those intentions are established before we're even born. But if those plans were to become toxic or even deadly, would you have the willpower to escape your fate? Kari Himuro tried not to make a peep while hiding. She squeezed herself into the cramped cabinet in the dark kitchen of the Himuro mansion. Kari and the other young girls in the family were playing what they thought was a harmless game of hide-and-go-seek. So Kari was thrilled when she won the game. She was the last girl found, a winner, so she couldn't understand why her mother was crying so hard. Before she could ask, Kari was torn away from her mother's embrace. She was taken to a room in the mansion she had never seen before, one with padlocks and chains. Locked away, isolated, and confused, she was fed through a small opening and only allowed fleeting visits with her tearful mother. It was during one of her mother's visits that Kari learned their terrible family secret. Deep beneath the grounds of the mansion lay a portal to hell, and it was her family's sacred duty to keep it closed. It was the only way to keep the family in good fortune and safe from the demons that lurked below. The method they employed to seal the portal was a gruesome Shinto practice known as a strangling ritual. Every 50 years, they would play the twisted game of hide and seek with the young girls in the family. The unfortunate girl who was found first would be blinded for sacrifice. The final girl, however, would bear the burden of becoming the rope shrine maiden. The strangling ritual would then be performed to protect the family from malevolent forces. Kari wept for her cousin who had been found first and endured the terrible fate of losing her sight. With dread in her voice, Kari asked her mother, What happens to me? Her mother reluctantly explained because Kari was the last to be found, it was believed she possessed holy powers, including being able to hide from the devil. That power would prevent the demon's escape and ensure the family's safety for another 50 years. Kari begged for more details about her impending fate. Her mother, unable to meet her daughter's gaze, told her she would be the next rope shrine maiden, but would reveal no more. She tried to reassure Kari that one day she would save the entire family, protecting them from misfortune and the devil himself. Days turned into agonizing blur for Kari. She barely ate, her gaze fixated on the window as she yearned for a different fate. She often wondered why she didn't just hide somewhere simple like the others. Oh, how different life would have turned out. And then, amidst her despair, she saw a young man riding his bike past the mansion. Their eyes met, and in an instant, love blossomed. Every day he would ride by and they would exchange smiles, their hearts longing for each other through the cold glass. This newfound connection with the young man became Kari's only source of hope. But then the day of the ritual arrived. In the dimly lit depths of the dungeon within the mansion, Kari's family members gathered, their figures concealed by flowing cloaks. They strung her up, tying ropes tightly around her limbs, chanting a desperate warning to the devil. Her body was torn apart by brutal force, limb by limb, using the very ropes that bound her. Despite the horrific sacrifice, her father was left in utter shock as he witnessed the portal to hell opening. It was evident that something was definitely wrong. Curie's mother made a confession, revealing her knowledge of her daughter's bond with the boy. She admitted to witnessing the boy sneaking in through the window, the very act that compromised the purity of Curie that was essential for the ritual, and it was also the very reason why she had been kept hidden from the world. Panic consumed Curie's father. Another sacrifice was needed to seal the portal. He went on an uncontrollable rampage throughout the mansion, murdering every member of the family who stood in his way, desperately trying to protect future generations from the looming darkness. Now, if you dare enter the house, you'll find old crusted blood splattered across the walls, an eerie silence haunting the hallways. Should you take a photograph of a specific window, you may just capture the ghostly image of a young girl trapped within the glass, as if the family is desperately attempting to perform the ritual even beyond the grave.
Casey Schoen was murdered in the middle of an August night, shot point blank while idling in his Dodge pickup truck in North Indianapolis. There was no physical evidence, no known motive, and no one coming forward with information, except for one woman who swears to this day she saw Leon Detroit Benson pull the trigger. Leon Benson was sentenced to 60 years in prison, all because one person swore they saw something. But what if she was wrong and we could prove it? From Wondery and Campside Media comes season 3 of the podcast Suspect. This is a story of a botched police investigation, the dangers of shaky eyewitness testimony, and a community who feared law enforcement, with good reason. Suspect, 5 Shots in the Dark, an investigative look into 2 victims. One was murdered in cold blood, and one was imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit. Enjoy Suspect, 5 Shots in the Dark on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Suspect early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. My workload has started piling up and my responsibilities are growing. I'm grateful for all the extra opportunities, but I have been neglecting self-care. Luckily, I have Talkspace available to me for a stress-free therapy experience. It's convenient to meet online, at home, or wherever I'm most comfortable. Talkspace isn't just therapy. It's a trusted resource I use often. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. And there's no need to sit in traffic or miss work in order to attend sessions. Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist anytime, and they reply so you don't have to wait for your next session. Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you might be facing. Most people wait until something bad happens, but why wait? Therapists can be a guiding light and help provide coping tools for things like anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much more. And Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/scary. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/scary to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/scary.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.